June 19, 2023, it's the Watt from Pedro Show. Pedro Show started off. Well, happy Monday, people. Bye Bye Blackbird. This live excerpt from November 22nd, 1962. John Coltrane. Chair accident with Roller Skate 3. And because of those Estonian software engineers with their Skype invention, I got with me. Making noise there on the line via Skype. Brother Tim, chair accident. How you doing? Welcome back aboard.
I won't touch a thing.
Welcome aboard.
I feel aboard.
Okay. Now, since
thank
we left, no problem. Thank you. Last minute, we got it together. No problem. Right? The end of the day.
Yeah, I don't even understand how. Like, it's a mystery to me. I did the same thing. I answered the phone.
That's the way it goes.
I answered the phone again, and then I guess third's a charm.
Well, tell me about, from the last time we spoke to now, you've made a few records.
Yep. I actually have bad news. I know you like to stay up to date with these things. We just came out with a new one like 2 minutes ago. So we're not up to date.
Okay. But this stuff you gave me.
Just kidding.
Oh.
Yeah. So we've come out with three since I last spoke to you.
Right.
We came out with Here Comes the Sunset on Skin Graft Records and Tapes. And then we came out with a Bandcamp Only, A New Year 2023. That's an improv. We do an improv every new year. And so we do a Bandcamp Only release now every new year. So that came out. And then Fringements 2 came out a week ago.
And that's what Roller Skate 3 is from, right?
Yep.
And I got New Year. But I wanted to get up to date, so after this, we'll play more. So, New Year was actually a gig that was improvised?
It wasn't a gig. It's just a gathering that we have in our basement where we
practice.
I
call that a gig.
Yeah.
You know, when the singer, The Fall, said him and you and his grandma and bongos is The Fall or something like that.
Right.
Like anything could be The fucking Fall, right? So he's
got right.
The singer involved. So maybe with Cheer Accident, if you and fucking, where's Brother Jeff?
Brother Jeff is working hard right now.
Okay, predisposed, but here in spirit.
Predisposed.
So tell me about this. Why is it Fringements 2? Is there Fringements 1?
Yeah, there's a Fringements 1 that came out a couple of years ago, 2 or 3 years ago. It's a series. We seem to do a bunch of series these days. It's a series of just like miscellanea, like episodes that happen during practices or, you know, lo-fi demos, improvs, all sorts of stuff like that that, you know, get accumulated when you've been around for 42 years.
Yeah, that shit happens, right?
Oops.
What about this one, Like Dogs? I mean, do you like to talk about your music, or is it like, hey, what? That's why we made the song.
Well, I don't think just by listening to Light Dogs, people will understand the story behind it. So I could tell you, I was living with Jeff in a little town called Streamwood, Illinois, in 1985, and we were sitting in the living room, which is adjacent to the kitchen, and most of the lights were off. The lights were off in the kitchen, and there was this white light in the shape of a dog that was just hovering in the middle of the kitchen. It wasn't coming from the outside. It wasn't like headlights or anything like that. It was just a white light hovering in the air, and we both looked at each other and like, okay. And so all the like strange happenings that would happen with our improvs and whatnot after that, we attributed to the Light Dogs, and we still do.
And in fact, yeah, now they're immortalized with a tune. Let's listen.
Okay.
Dishes of silence. You'll be the long, pothole-headed gyro sucking corpuscle, my every word. You'll have unquestionable concerns above and beyond your own countenance replete with woe and forbearance. You'll be the ethical ophthalmologist of a thousand intersecting eyes that are troubled by the ecstasy of discernment, the one who sees with a scalpel, and you will seek mere resplendence and strive in your breathing.
Thank you.
for Pedro Show at Chunk Music Star with Cheer Accident doing Light Dogs. Mm-hmm. A Produce after that with Land of a Thousand Trances. A Produce. This was done like years ago and it's been re-released by the Independent Projects. Bruce Leitcher and those cats. Red Party, brand new out of Chicago. Humboldt Park's part of Chicago, right?
Well, hey, yes.
Okay. Red Party. This lady says she's originally from former Yugoslavia. Brand new album, and this tune is Bella Ciao. 99 letters after that with Heywa. That means peace, Heywa. Samuel Locke Ward out of Iowa City, Weekend. Swenson Klein out of Canada. This is a 3-in-1. To Sway 2, the 1, in Rainville. BNC, this is from a split 7-inch I got years ago, and I found it. One side had Harm Guitar from BNC. The other side had Fishes with Faces from the Moore Brothers. And it's not Thurston and his brother. Other Moores. Spelled the same, though. 8A from Brahma's Prendant after that. Ben Shemmy with The Future Indefinite. Finally, Cheer Accident with Jeff Robot. Does this have anything to do with Brother Jeff?
Oh, yeah. He's being the robot on that tune.
And was it agreed, or did it just end it up that way?
Well, it has to end up that way in order to agree, you know?
Yes. Good point. Like, you can't do a loop without a blow-by, right? You need that blow-by.
Exactly.
Yeah. Get all logical on our asses here like that. Okay, where was this recorded? In that basement?
Yep, that fateful basement.
Yeah. Do you have a name for that, Pat?
We just call it Cheer X Basement.
Good name.
You know, CHEERAX Basement.
Oh, the kids, the way they spell these days. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
We're kids. You know, we might be in our 60s, but we're kids.
Yeah. And we want to stay relevant, right?
Right. We're trying.
We're trying.
Have you seen my latest TikTok video?
No. I'm sorry. What's it like?
It's tight.
It's tight. Or is it Wicked? They're bringing that one back, right? Wicked.
Yeah, well, if you're from Boston, sure. We're playing Boston on July 24th, thanks for asking.
You got a tour?
Yeah, we got like a 10-day thing coming up.
Is it like to Boston and back?
Yeah, but well, it's actually to Portland, Maine.
Oh,
back.
All the way, I-95. Okay.
Yeah, right?
Right. But that is 5 gigs out, 5 gigs back?
Yeah, that's basically the deal. We're ending up in Chicago playing a show at Martyrs.
Okay, that's a great name.
Yeah, it's got an apostrophe at the end, too, which really adds something.
Yeah, that's trippy, right?
Yeah.
Like the cat running its martyr.
Oh, can you hear?
I can hear something clipping, like you're doing some stapling work or some shit.
Oh, you're close. It's Land of Confusion by Genesis.
Okay.
I'm on a path here that's 2 blocks from my house, and someone just rode by playing Land of Confusion, which is weird. I wouldn't even mention it, except this is the second time in 2 days that I've heard it.
Whoa. Now, I can't hear any music, but I'm hearing these clip-clop, clip-clop. Maybe that's your footsteps.
Oh, that's me, yeah. You like that?
Yeah. It's got a beat.
We're a rhythm section right now.
Kids can dance to it.
That's right.
Like Dick Clark, right? That was his go-to, right, if he couldn't fucking think of what to say.
Wait a second. Are you older than I am?
I might be less younger. In December, I'll be 66.
Oh, nice. You are like 6 years older. Well, 5 years older, because I'll be 61 in November.
Okay. So goes the circumstance of when our fucking personalities collided. Now, what was the one you did before New Year?
Oh, that was Here Comes the Sunset, came out last spring.
And that's actually the one that you asked me about. I was on tour with MSV at the time.
Oh, okay.
That's why I had to put you on a little fucking holding pattern. It's like voicemail, right? Or whatever.
Right.
When that's user support or some shit.
Yeah.
You go through all the menus on your fucking number pad on your phone. Yeah, right?
Yep.
Right? Okay, we're at the end of the first hour, June 19th. Hey, happy Juneteenth, baby. June 19th, 2023, this is what Peter's with special guest Tim from Cheer Accident. Hold tight for hour two. June 19, 2023. It's the second hour of Watt for Pedro's show.
dangerous. He really wasn't dangerous. No horizon. Burst his blue, a shining bubble. His Boston body thought it dangerous. But he really wasn't dangerous. No horizon. Dangerous, but he really wasn't dangerous. No horizon, just his blue, shining bubble. His monster body, very dangerous. But he really wasn't dangerous. No horizon, just his blue, shining bubble. His monster body, very dangerous.
Kiss your mother once before you leave her. Should've known better, you should've known more. Should've thought about it before you close the door. Bimbo's bones, old millionaire clown. Cheap imitation all around. We're so small, we're so terrible and tiny. We don't learn, and I don't think we ever will. There's snakes under the floor. There's a fly in the bottom mill. And there's monsters on the hill. Monsters on the hill. You better look out. Cause there's monsters on the hill.
working on the seven.
Pedro show start off the second hour with Cheer Accident doing Blue Shining Bubble.
Oh, gosh. It's so good to hear that. You know, can I tell you a little story about that? So we just did that as a jam. That was, you know, Jeff Liebersher and Jamie Fillmore and myself. And Jeff had a copy of a, you know, just a two-channel recording of that thingy. It was on cassette, and the cassette was kind of mangled, as you can hear from the recording. It's kind
That was one of those $1,500 boxes you can buy on Reverb.com.
he had to, like, bass and – or not, there's no bass on there. There's a low guitar. There's two guitars and drums, and Jeff decided to add vocals and trumpet over it, and I think it turned out great. It's like the lowest of fi, practically, that you can get, because it's, you know, the tape's being eaten, you know?
Right.
I'm looking forward to it.
It doesn't get any lower than eaten.
No. Well, eight. that's a little further, is eight. Let's tell the people what else they heard. Jeb Lloyd Nichols with Monsters on the Hill. Svetlana Maris with 2019-2025, Pineapple Empress with All My Dearest Darling, Lisa Camera, Damon Smith, Alex Cunningham doing Forest of Glass, and then finally Cheer Accident with Enhance That Boy.
Yeah, that's from the same era as Blue Shining Bubble.
Is it off the same mangled up, fucked up cassette?
That one wasn't on a mangled, fucked up cassette. It was on a, mini disc, actually.
I remember those.
I loved the mini disc. They were so much better than DATs, I thought.
Absolute.
I don't know why. You know, I'm not a tech geek, but
well,
they really
just
sounded
better.
Well,
you don't have tape to fuck
up like
that cassette.
Right.
Yeah, it had more of a... The media was hard, more hard. Less easy to fuck up. Okay, what about this one here? Fam Biz Marching Band.
Okay, so we have this album called Enduring the American Dream, and there's a song on there called The Family Business, and it features some mouth drums.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of a wistful little ditty. And many years later, we decided to do sort of the marching band version of that melody. And that's what that is.
You know who did a trippy marching band version of, I think that song, Brazil, right? The first Panther Burns album. They got some school of, like, drum corps to play with them.
Oh, let's, excellent.
Yeah, well, let's listen. Fan Biz Marching Band.
Yeah. just for no reason.
Well, there was a reason. It was that marching band.
Right, it was that marching band. Thanks, you didn't... thanks for reminding me.
That was the reason. Now, why the marching band made you cry, that's the mystery.
Right. Did you ever have that happen when you were a kid? Were you affected by music in that way?
You know, I think it does, like, start stomping on buttons that are mysterious and underneath some emotional kind of hidden trips, maybe.
Right.
Right.
Goes right to the sublime, doesn't
right.
it?
Right, and all of a sudden, yeah, you're on some weird version of cruise control, but it ain't cruising.
Right, it's just sitting there.
Right, right. Just wait for the the band to come around the corner. You know, I'll tell you, the parade I go to these days in my 60s is the Lunar Parade in Chinatown. So they'll have bands from all over the place. Also with them dragons and the lions, and it's a pretty wild kind of thing. Let's tell the people, after Fan Biz Marching Band, we heard Dan Jones and the Squids out of Kansas City doing Just Enough Hours in the Day. Erica Dawn Lyle with Power Flower. She's playing with Bikini Kill these days. Insect and Mammal from Galia. This is Vinnie Goli's new project. Shiroshi Sakura, Strauss's Rusky, Vedman, and Zappa. Then the Ratchet Orchestra out of Quebec with Broken Cannons. And finally, Rock Thang from Cheer Accident.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Rock Thang.
Yes.
I'm going to guess that the title comes after.
Wait, say what?
Well, when you guys give these babies titles,
like, oh,
at what point?
Yeah.
I'm gonna guess on that one there. It was after the fact.
You know that? Yeah, that never got a proper title because we never turned it into a real song. That's just what you hear is what you get kind of thing. That's just how it happened, and it remained an improv and. So the working title became the official title at some point.
And if you got an album that's a collection of tunes, maybe one of them's got to be like that.
Yeah, well, several of them are going to be like that.
How do you put them in order?
Sorry, I'm trying to hook up my charger here.
Yeah, you could talk to the people, but that's more important.
You're taking a risk when you go out walking with your 5-year-old iPhone, you know?
I got one of them Star Trek kind of fold-up things. So I don't
know. You still have a flip phone? Is that what you're saying?
It's flip, yeah. Well, it looks like
you're even more of my hero than you already were.
Yeah, you know, I'm into email and shit, but I want to do it at home, and at 6 p.m. the fucking computer goes off. So how do you come up with for this album here, how do you end up with a final sequence?
Just, I sometimes go to Florida to visit my family, and I'll take a CD of just a bunch of random stuff, and then I'll just listen to it over and over again, and eventually I'll be like, oh, okay, this is a collection of songs here, and put it into the old Pro Tools and make some segues, and yeah, that's how that happens.
Okay, so you're the decider.
Yeah.
As far as sequence.
Because
actually, the real idea, man,
is
brother the real idea, man, is brother Jeff, right? Let's use that piece of shit cassette, yeah.
Yeah, he did some deciding there, didn't he?
Yeah, didn't he? He got his, whatever you call that, his share, his portion.
Right.
Of the power share.
He advocated for himself.
Right, the cheer accident power share move. advocacy.
Thanks for the title of whatever's next.
Are you guys already planning? I'm not supposed to ask that until next hour. So, how long did was it over a couple of months, or was it like, you know what, we need an album, let's get done this weekend?
Well, are you talking about this Fringements specifically?
Yeah, number two.
The great thing about Fringements is I have, you know, 42 years of material to work with, you know. It's like,
oh, okay.
Here's an improv from 1983. Let's butt that up against a demo from 2010, you know, which is really fun to do. And, like, there ends up being somehow a good flow, even though this material is just so disparate, but it somehow works together. Just
no, I imagine a painter, and he uses a fucking canvas he got fucking 20 years ago, but now it's going to be relevant because he's painting on it now.
Exactly.
That makes some kind of fucking sense. A little bit.
No, I love it. I love it.
Okay.
He's painting on it now.
Don't care when it was bought. Okay.
Yep. Now's going to win, isn't it?
Now's going to win. And we're at the end of the second hour, June 19th, 2023. Just my Peter, so special guest, Tim, Cheer Accident. Hold type hour three.
Well, there's eight of us going on the next tour, so that's going to be interesting.
Whoa.
That's right. Two saxophones.
Whoa. Two saxophones. June 19th, 2023. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you. drove to the house with instructions to kill everyone in the house.
Of sounds, you know?
Yeah. We're discussing titles, people out there here. And, yeah, we started off third hour with, speaking of titles, 102 183 from Cheer Accident. And then we had part 3 of 3, Alex Cunningham again. I was digging him so much with fucking, you got the lawnmower going here, leaf blowers. I had to hear that all fucking morning.
Yeah. Yep, I was going to say, you enjoying the industrial music? Yeah. I'll get up closer here.
You know, and the idea of the leaf blower, I guess you're making work for the guy who's got to blow it out of the next yard, right?
Anyway. You know, you really nailed it. It is a neat, it is a, he turned it down. Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
It is a leaf blower.
I know, because I get subjected to it every fucking, especially Mondays.
Okay.
I got to tell people, Laszlo and the Hidden Strength with Selfless Interlude. Then the Born Shit Starers out of Fukuoka. Life Will Be the Death of Me. And finally, Cheer Accident. Now, this is a semi-number title. This is, yeah,
a
one,
semi-number.
Yeah, 11909 Rock. Here you guys evoke the rock word again.
Okay. Well, that means... It actually means November of 09, I believe.
I've always, my six numeral Dayton thing is always year, month, day, because then it'll sort right, correctly. If you do it this way, it won't sort with a shit.
Oh, okay. So the British are onto something, right?
Yeah. Oh, it was their idea? Damn. Okay.
Yep.
Well.
Yeah, most things were, I guess.
Okay. Well, tell me about them tunes. I mean, they're in the realm of, like, yeah, beyond title signifiers. Oh, no, it is a signifier. They're dates.
Right. You know, when in doubt, just go with the date, you know? Right.
That's what I do with my photos. You know, you got all these fucking photos called IMG dash whatever the fuck. Fuck that. Give them a date.
I think the previous one you said was 102183
yes.
or something like that. If that was
yes.
the case, yes. That was done in October of 1983, and that was the jam where Jim Drummond played clarinet through a pylon, one of those traffic pylon, like this gigantic orange traffic pylon.
Yeah.
And it was just... He was just going for like a half an hour. He turned into Eric Dolphy when he got into the pylon. It was amazing.
Yeah, the first cover of the first Kraftwerk album has a big pylon.
There you go.
Yeah, and let's tell people about this tour. There's going to be an 8-person version of Cheer Accident on the road, people.
Yeah. You know, you make me want to name everyone that's going to be in the band.
Yeah,
so.
Right.
There's my pal Jeff Liebersher, of course, on guitar and trumpet and vocals. There's Laura Botten on vocals. There's Mike Hagedorn on low and sometimes higher brass and vocals. There's Drone Layer on keyboards and vocals. I got to give you a quote by her because she's a pollination ecologist, so I wanted to tell you something that she had said. And let's see, who am I missing? Ross Feller on woodwinds, Corey Bengtson, my roommate on woodwinds and synth, Alex Percolop on bass and stuff, and then me on drums mostly and vocals and some trumpet.
Trumpets? You and Jeff.
Trumpet!
Yeah, you and Jeff. Well, look, You say about when you get your sequence going, you also get your Suguis on. Talk about a Sugui. How do you like your trumpets off the new Cheer Accident album? Listen.
Yeah.
It comes through.
Yeah. Walk for Pedro, last music for this edition. We started that chunk off with Sheer Accident doing How Do You Like Your Trumpets? I wake up every morning asking myself such.
Then we had
Mio Clono with Acid Rain. And then finally, Cheer Accident. This ain't from the new record, people. We played 11 tunes. This is from New Year. Four or against seven.
Okay.
And look, when you and Jeff get into your trumpet thing, does he put down the guitar, you put down the drums, and you guys have like a, you know, cha-cha, you know, mano a mano, or what?
Oh, yeah. We get a little cha-cha on each other's asses.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, and no mutes.
Cha accident.
Right? And no mutes, right? It's like full-on, you know, bell to bell. Got no shorts for that shit. Whoa. Okay. Interesting. And you said there's a third person on trumpet, or just you two with the trumpet?
Oh, you pretty much have to play a brass instrument, or you're not in the band.
Yeah,
you
okay.
Know?
Okay. Even if you're doing the what was the ecology from Polynesia?
Oh, thanks for reminding me. Let me just read a blurb here. Okay, let's see. So our resident Polynesian ecologist says the monarchs and migrating songbirds are starving to death. And every human needs to plant a dozen flowers, three that bloom in the spring, three that bloom midsummer, and three that bloom in fall, and three milkweeds.
Whoa. Okay.
I just wanted to get that PSA out there.
Yeah, I heard a big enemy of the songbirds is the fucking house cats. And the biggest remedy, or not biggest, but one that's happening, is like you put a bell around their collar, because they get them when they conk. So if the cat's got a fucking bell around his neck, he wakes the bird up and they fly away.
Okay.
What's funny, or trippy, is both house cat and a lot of these songbirds, they're invasive species anyway. Nature's trippy.
Wait, say that again?
Yeah, they're not originally from here. House cats and songbirds.
Oh, neither of them are from here.
Right. They all came in on boats with humans. There's
but songbirds are doing some pollination for us, and cats are just sitting there, you know, being mean and shit.
And chowing them.
I mean, I love cats, and not to make a Cure reference or anything, but I heard, actually, that aside from humans, house cats are the only animals that kill just for fun.
A raccoon. My friend was running a children's zoo. And these raccoons came in, and they got a bunch of chickens, and they just tore their heads off without chowing them.
Okay, so raccoons are in our category,
I think they're in ours, too. And I think orcas can get a little fucking... They're teaching their kids how to get the sea lions by fucking belly flopping on them and shit, you know? There are... It seems like life that gets a little more intelligent gets a little more sadistic and weird-ass like us.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I got to learn to not believe NPR, don't I?
or just, you know, be skeptical and healthy like that. Although that ends up, if you're too skeptical, you'd have to be skeptical of skepticism. So that's kind of a bullshit thing, right?
No, that's really good, though, because I consider myself an agnostic's agnostic. You know, like how agnostics don't believe that we're capable of knowing what a god is, and I'm like, I question that. I'm like, well, I certainly think we are more than capable.
All...
We just have to, you know, be awake or something. And I don't even like using the word god, but I know what people mean, you know.
No, but these paradoxes, Bertrand Russell, right, the self-inclusive, where do you put the book of lists? What book of lists does that go in? I think a lot of people argue it's a problem of language. But anything, we can discuss this further because I'm out of time, and I can't wait for you guys to make another record. You come back on the show, Brother Tim.
Oh, we will always be back. Maybe I'll lure Jeff back next time.
Absolute. Maybe a little more ahead word so I can be ready. But hey, I liked it. It keeps me on my toes. You know, 22 years, I could get into cruise control, and you make me avoid
Thanks.
That fucking lame thing.
thanks for doing it. Thanks for being someone who plays a bunch of bands I've never heard of. I really appreciate that.
It's my debt I owe the fucking movement. And can't wait to hear what you guys... Next time, you got to do a tour coming out west so I can fucking get in the pit and start some shit.
We'll let you know.
Okay. Safe seas. Big love. People, it's the January 19th, 2023. Just WAP Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.